Welcome to the Wisdom of Your Soul. This is your host, Janice Mary. I'm so glad you're back. I hope you're enjoying this weather. I know on Long Island our weather has gotten much, much nicer, and it's so nice to get out and go for a walk and just to be in nature again. It's been a long winter of staying in and trying to stay healthy and away from COVID. So it's really nice to get out and seeing people again. So I hope you're enjoying that as well. I want to talk a little bit today about this fascinating show that I watched last night on Amazon Prime. So good. I'm just going to get the title for you. It's called Superhuman, The Invisible Made Visible. So good. So good. So I don't even know how I found it. And again, I think it's very interesting how when we connect to this other part of us that sometimes we find things that just resonate with us pretty easily. I was getting bored with Netflix that I was watching, and I was just going through different shows, and this one stood out to me, and I was like, what is this? And it's all about parapsychology, and I was cracking up that I found it, you know, out of all the shows on Amazon. This is the one I came up with. But there's no accidents when you're connecting to this other wise part of you. It's almost like once you start connecting to it, it brings you to like things like law of attraction. So if you're really interested in parapsychology, you know, you're going to find these kind of shows and really enjoy them. But I'll have to say the show just was so fascinating. And I love it because it's just, again, validation that there is another part of us that exists other than our thinking mind. And the show begins with children. And these children that meditate and are very intuitive and psychic and so cute, just adorable. There's this little boy on there that's just so adorable. And he talks about the inner light that is inside of him. And when he connects to this inner light, that he feels love. And the other little kids were sharing the same thing. They would just say, well, we just know to turn on this light that lives within us. And I'm like, oh my goodness, this is so cute, so adorable. And they're very connected and very psychic. And they had them do all these exercises that were just phenomenal. One of the exercises was that they blindfolded the kids and they would hold up objects, and the kids could tell what objects that they were held up just based on sensing, you know, our senses. Our senses, you know, within our mind, but also the senses that are in our energy. So the show was so fascinating because it talked about all of these different things and how, you know, our thoughts and even our voice affects our bodies and affects our lives. And you have to watch it. It was just really, really good. It definitely kind of confirms law of attraction. It confirms why when people are in a good place, good things keep happening to them. There was this one part of it where they had this woman think of things that upset her. And they had her hooked up, her brain hooked up to this machine that would reflect the colors of her emotions. So when she was upset and you know, not happy, the color was red. And when she was calm and peaceful, the color was like blue, a very beautiful light blue. So it's so interesting to see how, you know, what we think and what we feel, how it affects our body, and then how it affects our energy, and that how our energy is a part of the universe's energy. So it was really fascinating. I hope that you get a chance to watch it because you'll really enjoy it. And I just loved it because it really talked about that, you know, we're not just this mind, and that we are much bigger than we realize. And when we get out of our way, our lives become much, much more expansive. But if we're always just listening to this ego mind in us, that will stop us and block us. They had an actress on there, and she was saying that she had been doing The Secret, and she had been wanting to become an actress. And so she kept visualizing herself being an actress, and she loved The Secret, and she wanted to be in a movie like The Secret, and she just kept visualizing it and visualizing it. And 5 years later, she's an actress, and she did the sequel to The Secret. So it was just so fascinating. They also had some remote viewing on there, and, you know, it's just so good, such good stuff, and also helps you to really believe that you have access to more information within yourself and around yourself. They had I believe he was a physicist, and he would meditate, and he found that when he meditated, when he then would go to his computer and do his work, it was much easier for him to actually do his work. It was like he knew the answers before he knew the answers, and that was just from meditating. So we can see how meditation and good thoughts and really learning to direct our thoughts in ways that are healthy for us affects our bodies, but also it affects our perception of the world and helps us to become very intuitive about things. So I believe I found this program in that intuitive kind of way, you know, because I'm meditating, I like to meditate, and I like to go into this energy that feels so different. That feels like what this little boy was talking about, you know, when he would say, well, I just turn this light on, and when I'm in this light, I feel nothing but love. And when I feel nothing but love, you know, I know things and good things happen. And that's exactly how I feel. So I'm always fascinated by energy and vibrations. And a lot of the show was on that, because when I can feel into this energy, it does feel like a vibration to me. Just such good stuff, really, really good stuff. So when we practice, when we have a practice like this, it really helps us to confirm it and to keep expanding it by learning more. And it's fun, you know, it's really fun. There's so much that we could watch on TV that's upsetting and, you know, that upsets us and worries us and causes us to go more into the fearful mind. And, you know, when you really want to explore more your energy that lives within you, the soul energy that you have, you really have to kind of let go of that. You know, you really have to let go of that ego, so that you can really make room for this new place that's within you and get the benefits from it. So if my friends are saying they're watching, you know, the news or whatever they're watching, I'm like, I can't watch it. I just can't, you know, I have to keep myself in a better place. And especially being a therapist, you know, listening to a lot of upsetting people and upsetting emotions all day, I need that balance to come out of that so that I don't absorb it. So for you, the practice really is coming out of your ego and not letting your ego dominate. Because the ego is so, so strong. I mean, I can see it in myself. If the minute I start worrying or I get fearful, how that just snowballs and really can take over. And it's so subtle and it happens so quickly, how just one thought can kind of take over and just turn into a lot of anxiety, you know. So you could have like a health issue. And you focus on it, and then you focus on it, and focus on it, and it gets worse and worse and worse to the point where you have yourself under this microscope, and it's really not very good. So that was the other thing that this show was talking about, is that we have this ability to heal ourselves. And I really believe that. I really believe that. I really feel that this energy, that when I feel this energy coming into my body, I feel it relaxing my body and doing something. So they had this one woman on the show, and she was working with energy, and she was able to they would have her send energy to this I forgot what it was, some kind of liquid, and they did the temperature, and she actually was able to get the temperature to drop like a whole degree. And then they even had her have a DNA sample, and she was able to shift the DNA sample just by her energy, her focused energy. So again, that kind of goes to show us that if we focus our energy within ourselves in a good way, in a positive way, the effects that can have on our body, it's like almost like with radiation, that's like an energy coming into to kill off cancer. Well, we have that ability to do that within ourselves in a healthy way. You know, this beam of energy that can come in and heal whatever part of our bodies. And our bodies know, and this intelligence, whether it's the soul or, you know, the universe, knows where our bodies need to be, how our bodies need to be in balance. So if you want to try to heal your body, if you feel like you have something going on, you can just ask to heal your body and let your body know. It knows where to go. It knows how to heal itself. So you can have that mantra when you're sitting in meditation, to just ask your body to go back in sync, you know, to just have your body go back to where it's healthy, where all of the energy is flowing correctly, where all your cells are working together beautifully. In this program, they were talking about that cells actually have a similar rotation that the earth has and that the planets have. And when the cells are doing well in our bodies, it actually has a sound. It's like a pretty harmony. And then when cells are not doing great, like if we have cancer or if cells are dying, it actually, the sound it sounds bad. It doesn't sound good. So if you have that visualization in your mind and just knowing that the cells in your body just really are working in a very harmonic way with each other, that could really help heal you. So healing, you know, that was really interesting to me because I was having a lot of back issues. So I did try to do some focused healing, and I'll have to say it really did work, and I do feel much better. So I really, really believe we can heal ourselves. We know that we have healers, Reiki healers that can heal other people. So through them, they can heal us. But I feel like we can do it for ourselves. Like, you can heal yourself. So whatever is upsetting you, whatever is going on, just ask for this intelligence that lives within you, whether it's your soul, the wisdom, your spirit. Ask it to heal whatever is upsetting you in your body, if you have anything going on. Or even if you're struggling emotionally, you know, I feel like this could be a new area for this energy that we feel within our body to kind of let it hover into our minds, so that if we need clarity or if we need, you know, relief from anxiety or depression, to see this light, you know, kind of helping with the brain, and that could help us too. So I really, really believe in that, and I think that's really fascinating. So definitely, that's just another way to use this wisdom that lives within us. You know, so many ways to use this wisdom, and that could be another way that we learn to actually heal ourselves. And it sounds like the show Superhuman, but they feel that Superhuman, even though that's the title, that it's really more normal for us to have these abilities and these gifts. It's normal for us to be intuitive. It's normal for us to feel kind of what's going on with other people and to sense things and to know things ahead of time. You know, like, these are normal gifts. These are not anything that's so outlandish. It's just that we don't practice them. And a lot of times we don't realize we have them. So the biggest challenge really is letting go of that limited ego, of saying to yourself, I'm not going to stay in this ego too much. So if I'm in worry, if I'm in fear, that I really try to move out of that and really picture what you want. So if you're fearful about your health, you know, do some mantras around health, that you're really healthy and that your body knows how to heal itself. If you're worried about, you know, finances, do some mantras that, you know, money comes to you easily, an increase in unexpected and unexpected ways. Whatever it is that the ego has got your attention with, you want to do a mantra to the opposite of it. It's very, very helpful. It just makes your body feel better. You know, we don't even realize how much of the time that we spend in worry, how much of the time that we're spending in fear. If you're out and you're enjoying your life and you're doing things, you're feeling good because you're in the moment and you're having fun and you're living. But if you're home and you're thinking and you're not feeling good, it's because you're interacting with your ego and you're not really living, you know? So it's that, you know, saying that, are you living or are you thinking? You know, are we living or are we thinking about living? And for analytical people like me, thinking about living is easier than living sometimes. You know, you really have to encourage yourself to get out there and live and to have your life and to really enjoy what you're doing. Like, I really enjoy teaching and I love connecting to this, you know, wisdom and asking it questions and testing myself, you know, when I feel this energy, asking it to help me, you know. Sometimes we get very other focused, so it's really fun to, like, you know, experience it for yourself and to have the benefit of your energy going to you. You know, we're always so quick to want to help other people. So as you learn to connect and turn on that light, like that little boy talks about, as you turn on your soul light, you'll be able to really kind of understand these things a little easier and find other books and other information that's going to support where you're at, and it's going to support your growth. Things will just fall into your lap. That's just kind of what happens, and you will grow and you'll understand more and more, and your life will just expand beyond what you will ever imagine. So if you're having those issues of interacting too much of your ego and not being able to let it go and not being able to let go of maybe what's happening with the people in your life or the world, you just have to remember, if anything is upsetting you to the extent that is causing you fear or pain or anxiety, that it's time to really, really turn to this energy within you and flush your whole system with it. You know, just kind of flush out the anxiety and the worry with your soul, spirit energy, you know, whatever color you want to envision that, and flush out your whole body and just send your whole body love. And that's the love that's already around you, within you, but you're going to send it throughout your whole body. You know, intention is a big thing. If we don't connect to it and then intend to use it, then it's kind of like it doesn't do what we need it to do. So if you're having a particular pain in any area of your body, just send love to that area. You know, just send your soul energy of love to that area and feel it tingle and feel, you know, you can do it in a color, whether it's white or pink or green. So wherever you're having pain, send love to the area. So if you're feeling, you know, if you're feeling like tense, send love to your neck, you know, or in your shoulders, wherever you're feeling it. And just visualize green or whatever color you'd like to visualize. And as you visualize it, just take some nice deep breaths and just let it sink in and really do its magic. And I really feel like that, you know, we're going to be coming of an age where we're going to be healing ourselves much, much more. And, you know, maybe we won't need so much medicine and surgeries and chemos and all kinds of stuff like that. Hopefully, you know, it'd be so nice for us to be able to do that for ourselves. So check out that show. Let me know if you have any questions or comments. Feel free to email me at janismart40@yahoo.com. I'd love to talk to you about what's on your mind and how you are doing with connecting to your soul energy, how you're doing with turning on this inner light. And hopefully that you're using it for your own good, you know, to benefit your life. So have a wonderful week, and we'll talk soon. Take care. Bye-bye.